holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life.
Hello everybody, it's 4 November. This is Todd Cochran, and you're listening to the Geek News Central Podcast, coming to you from historic Ford Island in Honolulu, Hawaii. Well, folks, I made it home, and I got everything set up here in the office. And I hate to say it, but this office looks like an absolute disaster area. I'm a little concerned about the echo in the room. I'm also concerned about the fan noise. I've shut two of the servers down because they were just absolutely becoming overbearing. There's no carpeting in the room, and that's adding for some added echo. So we'll see how it sounds when we're all done. But I think we've got a good show for you tonight. I'm going to be covering some of the subjects that have happened the last couple days, and thank God the election is over. I'm going to tell you, I'm about burned out on politics, and I know that there's a lot of happy people out there, and there's a lot of disappointed people out there, and all I can say is I hope everyone in the country comes together and works together for the common good of the country. But I know those of you that are overseas are listening to this probably could care less, but politics in America was at an all-time fevered pitch this year, so it was interesting to say the least. But give us some feedback tonight. Let us know how the sound is in the room, and if I'm going to have to go to some extremes to cut the noise down. And once I get everything cleaned up, we'll take a picture of it and put it up on the website so everyone can see it. I am concerned, obviously, about the echo, and I'm going to be refraining from playing music tonight just because I'm, be honest with you, I'm still jet lagged. It's late here. I got to get this out and into the can before those of you on the East Coast start waking up. It's 9:42 Wednesday evening, so I normally, this is going to be in your Thursday morning feeds, and I have to get it out on the network here in the next hour or so. Or those of you that have your iPod or set to download the latest podcast at 5 a.m. Will get it. That being said, those of you that do subscribe to our podcast, make sure you have your podcast set to do a very late in the morning run. In other words, if you're going to be getting up at 6 on the East Coast, in order to not be a day behind, we hope that you will set your iPod or software or whatever software you're using to download the podcast to pull it down as late in the morning as possible because of us being in Hawaii and the 6-hour time, actually 5-hour time difference to the East Coast. So that being said, I had no more than gotten home here, and the phone rang, and my wife said she's just been inundated with phone calls from people, companies have been trying to get a hold of me, and you know, I usually have her forward those to my voice, to my cell phone, and she had refrained from forwarding some of those obvious telemarketers or salesmen to me. But I got on the phone with a guy that's called 3 or 4 times in the past, and he's calling from India, and he was trying to sell me an outsourcing plan. You know, I kept telling this guy, I don't have a need for outsourcing, so, you know, quit bothering me. And he kept talking and pushing and pushing, and I just finally kind of hung up on him. And he called back a couple minutes later and said, hey, I got disconnected. And I said, yeah, you got disconnected because I've told you I'm not interested. Click. And he tried one more time, but I think I got rid of him. Another thing I came home to is she always takes care of all the bills and the important correspondence, but anything else that comes, she leaves me. We have a couple of boxes here that we throw mail into, and I quite literally have 3 boxes of email of mail to go through, and 75% of it will be going in the trash because it's just junk advertisements from companies, And some of them are some tech magazines I read, but you know, it's hard to catch up after being gone a month and not having a mail. But I think if everything goes right, that's going to be my last trip for a while, and I'm going to be home. That'll give me time to dedicate getting things set up here and make this on this podcast on a more regular basis. I am going to stick with the scheduled times of Sunday evenings, which would be a Monday morning download for you all, and a Wednesday evening here, which will be a Thursday morning. So plan on seeing the Geek News Central podcast in your inboxes or on your pods or in your on your computers on Mondays and Thursdays. That's going to be the planned show dates. I think that's enough on the administrative stuff. I'm already 6 minutes into this, and we need to get into the content. There's an article out on Ziff Davis about what the FCC is considering to do with the voice IP. And they're going to be doing some work starting on November 9th, and actually maybe even coming out with a ruling whether IP telephony is an interstate service and going to be subject to those taxes. You know, thus far, voice over IP services have avoided that. And I think with the current chairman, I think you're going to see voice IP tax the same way that telephone services tax. And I think that's a bad thing. I don't know what's going to happen, if Skype is going to be affected or not. I doubt it. But the traditional voice IP services probably are going to be affected by this. Also, in the news today, a Reuters article, looks like that cell phone users are starting to be, you know, they drive by a scene of an accident or a crime scene or something's going on, a fire, and they're taking pictures of it. And a gruesome murder made the front page of one of the papers in Amsterdam. And the guy that took the picture was a guy with a cell phone, and they sold it to the newspaper, and they put that on there. You know, by the time the regular print media showed up, the body had either been covered up or removed, so they didn't get too much of the gruesome pictures. But I think we're going to start seeing this more and more. So keep your cameras handy. You know, it kind of goes into another thing too. Is I've had several traffic accidents over the years, and my insurance agent has always told me, keep one of those disposable cameras in your car, so that you can take pictures of the scene, you know, the accident scene, so to help us in their investigation. But those of you that have cameras cameras on your phones, you know, that'll help you guys out when we get in an accident. You can take some pictures of the accident scene to provide your insurance company. Wired has a pretty cool article about a plan NASA has to put up a satellite that will monitor approximately 1/6 of the sky at a time, and it's going to be looking for bursts of gamma rays, and they're going to be following those explosions, and that satellite's going to be designed to turn real quick so that they can get focused, or get the instruments focused on the explosion. And it's kind of a phenomenon that they haven't been able to figure out yet, and it's out there on the fringes of the universe, and they're trying to get an idea on it, on what's going on there. But kind of cool thing going on in the science scene. You know, the elections were over, and we have GW is going to be staying in office for another 4 years. But, you know, I guess we're fortunate in America that we get to vote, and we have a very open society, and we're allowed to do about anything that's not, you know, if it's, as long as it's legal. But, you know, China today or yesterday shut down, I guess it was a couple of days ago, shut down 1,600 internet cafes, and they fined the operators like $12 million since March when they began to crack down. And it was apparently for violent or pornographic content, and what was considered to be harmful to public morality. And this is an article on the Register. So you can tell that communism is still alive and well in a few places in the world. And I think the communism in China is probably within a generation going to be, I would predict, going to be gone, because all the Chinese people are starting to taste the fruits of the Western civilization, and they're going to want open markets, and they're going to want to be able to buy their Mercedes and wear their Rolexes and live in high-rise buildings. And so I think it's just a matter of time before those barriers in China are broke down. Update on Firefox. They're getting ready to do Release Candidate 2. It's probably going to be up on the FTP site today or tomorrow. But those of you that are helping out with Firefox, make sure you go grab Release Candidate 2 when it's available. A few more of the aggregator companies are getting on tap. They're going to be supporting enclosures. And what enclosures do is basically allows you with your news aggregator to download this podcast without using the iPodder software. So I'm glad to see that. Unfolio is getting ready to do a 2.0 beta. I have not tried this this product before, but Robert Scoobel is, I guess, in love with this product. So I'm going to give it a try and see what it's like when they have the beta up and available for download. But, you know, I've been hammering on my favorite aggregator people, the Newscrawler, and they are slowly moving towards supporting enclosures. And I just wish they'd hurry up. They're probably going to do it half-assed and not have a good implementation of it. So we'll see what happens when they release it. And again, there's been a lot of talk about that. And, you know, if your news aggregator does not support enclosures, make sure you're hammering away at those people that that are doing the building or the software vendor so that they get that built in. There is a flaw out right now that is going to affect Norton antivirus. And the headline in Ziff DavisNet says, Norton antivirus flaw ready for exploitation. And I'm going to read just the first paragraph of their article. And of course the link will be directly to the article on the website. But it says, exploit code that takes advantage of security vulnerability in Symantec Norton antivirus software have been published, which could leave users vulnerable to an attack. I'm a Norton antivirus user. I've been a strong supporter of them for a number of years, and I'm hoping that Norton gets their act together and gets this patch. Now, I have not went to the Norton site, and I did not see anything on that, but apparently that flaw or that that vulnerability has been published, so watch the content coming into your machine and get over to the Ziff Davis site and read about the vulnerability of your software. I knew it wouldn't be long. You know, the Recording Industry Association, they went ahead and they've been suing thousands of individuals throughout the United States. You know, there are a lot of kids and a lot of adults and a lot of grandparents and people that are using P2P networks to share music, but it looks like the movie industry is going to get into the act. And, you know, they're claiming that they're losing $3 billion a year. And with companies like HBO, who are now implementing DRM into their broadcast stream so that you can only put that, let's say you've got an HBO program going on, and you use your DVR to record that, you know, you can't transfer that movie to a DVD. You know, you're limited by the hard drive size in your DVR, and you can't offload it. So, you know, HBO, I've resolved to boycott any company that does that, and HBO is at the top of my list, and I had HBO here a week or so ago, but we canceled it yesterday when I got back, and, you know, I'm putting my money where my mouth is, folks. I'm not going to support organizations that make it impossible for users like me to have fair use. I understand that there are people out there that are illegally copying programs and making mass copies and distributing them, and I don't agree with that. But for personal use, if I paid for the service, with my cable company, and I record that to my DVR, I should be able to transfer that to a DVD. It's only fair, you know. I'm just an average Joe out here using their product, but you know, with the DMCA and all their silly rules, doing that is almost considered probably is illegal. You know, for these companies that you know, they're so uptight. And what it is HBO is repackaging. You know, take Sex in the City. I never watched that program once. I know a lot of people did, and just fell in love with the show. And when HBO released their compilation DVDs with all the shows on them, people went out and spent, you know, $90 to $100 or whatever it was for the CDs, a DVD set, so that they would have all the shows. And I'm thinking, like, well, these people are absolute flaming idiots. They paid for the content to be delivered. You know, they pay a monthly subscription fee, which, you know, HBO uses in their bottom line to report profits. And now they're going to do a double whammy. They're going to pay for it twice. You know, that's ridiculous. A lot of us that have bought, you know, I remember 8-tracks. Okay, I'm dating myself here. And for a while, I had an 8-track player in my car, and I bought a lot of 8-tracks. Well, when it was obvious that 8-tracks were going out of style, I had cassettes, and I was able to take high-quality cassettes and transfer my 8-tracks to a high-quality cassette, and was able to keep my music, and I only paid for it once. Now, obviously, those of us that cassettes are gone. There, you know, I don't even think you can buy a cassette anymore. So everybody goes to the store and buys CDs now. So, you know, going from cassette to CD, and you know, I like some of that music still that I grew up with in the 80s. So, do I want to have, you know, essentially, I could have paid for the product 3 times, but because of fair use, I was able to copy that 8-track to a cassette and use that again. And then it goes the same thing with movies, etc. And the way they're going about this, you know, they're not going to allow us to do, you know, we're going to have to pay per episode, you know, the way this whole legal arm is moving towards. And now with the Motion Picture Association of America going to sue people that are trading shows, you know, it's getting ridiculous. So I don't know what the answer is here. I think consumers are going to have to stand up and protest with their wallets. And the only way you can do that is not buy DVDs. And state why you're not going to buy DVDs. And boycott companies like HBO. But those of you that read the site, I know that you know my stance on this. And I think we all have to band together and get our voice out there. You know, the bloggers were extremely prolific in getting information out on what either John Carrier was doing or the president was doing, positive and negative, and holding people's feet to the fire. Well, let's start holding some of these organizations like the recording industry and the motion picture industry, their feet to the fire. Let's get some groundswell going and help the EFF. Electronic freedom. Jeez, that shows you how late it is here. The Electronic Freedom Foundation, the EFF, get them some support, and help. You know, they're helping us fight these bastards. So we'll see who the first 1,000 poor saps are that were sharing movies. Who's going to get? How much money they're going to have to pony up to these companies. And both the SiliconValley.com website and TechDirt had articles on this today, and we'll have the links up. There's I had a buddy of mine, not even that long, maybe 4 years ago. If you keep hearing that bump, I apologize. It's the table. I keep put my elbows on it, and it keeps making a noise because it's probably not, it's a wood table, and there's no carpet underneath it, so it resonates through this microphone. But had a buddy that was a die-hard AOL user. And those of you that have always used an internet service provider probably have the same feeling about AOL as I do. You know, obviously they have some good product, and I'm not going to dog them, but he had bought a considerable amount of stock in AOL. I mean, probably 90% of his portfolio was locked up in AOL, and I thought that was pretty stupid to begin with. But, and I kept telling him, I said, you know, you need to unload this stock. I said, you know, it's seen its peak. It's going to go down. You know, the broadband is going to expand. They're going to lose their base. There's just people are moving away from dial-up. And this is when primarily AOL was a dial-up company. And, you know, he him and hawed, no, it's not going to happen. And, you know, I see the article on TechDirt today about AOL losing 2 million customers in the last year. That's significant, folks. 2 million customers. And I heard they're going to lay off like 700 people in a couple of their divisions. It's just amazing. And, you know, he didn't unload that stock. And about a year ago, you know, and it took a dive. It took a big dive, the stock price did. And he called me, or actually sent me an email about a year ago and said, basically was, dude, I wish I would have listened to your advice. And, you know, sometimes people get so wrapped up and they think they have such a great thing that they're unable to see the shortfalls in the product. And I know a lot of us, I've made some bad moves in some investments and made some good ones, but it's just a matter of being educated about the product that you're buying or that you own. Let's see here. What do I have next? Testing that. I'm checking the levels here and make sure the recording's still going and it's still running away. We're 22 minutes into it. I'm going to try to keep these down to 30 minutes, folks. I know that we're all fighting for your listenership, and I'm going to try to keep the shows at 30 minutes so that we don't use up too much of your time and gives you some time to listen to some other shows. Sprint, I used to be a big fan of Sprint, but Sprint is saying the time is not right for local fiber optics. And it blows me away. Why would it be not time for local fiber optics? You know, I'm going to take an informal survey out there. Those of you that would love fiber to your door, raise your hand. Oh my God, I just saw about 2,500 people raise their hands. And that's what I'm imagining you guys doing that. But come on, get on the bandwagon. You know, if they don't, you know, they're going to be in the same trouble some other telecommunication companies have been if they don't do that. But I guess we'll see. Maybe they don't have the backbone to support it. You know, that's probably the problem. I had to laugh because there's a new article out by Reuters, and it basically says, plugged in, can radio kill the digital music star? And it's basically talking about what XM is going to be releasing in there. It's called the wearable Delphi XM MiFi. And what it does is it's basically a that device that they're going to allow people to have a portable XM receiver. But one thing that we did not hear about until today was it's going to have a capability to store up to 5 hours of programming on it. It's going to have some sort of internal storage. Now, I think that's pretty cool. Now, if I could get that content off, I'm sure it's not going to be able to be gotten off because, you know, that's a digital stream. I'm sure the recording industry would just have a fit if they could, but let's see if some of these reverse engineer guys can figure that out once the product comes out. If they do, XM Radio is going to have a hit on their hands with this device. Let's see here. There was something I wanted to talk about that I did not queue up. And let's see. I think I put it up on the website today. So let me go to the website. I do appreciate all the comments people have been sending in. And the trackbacks are just too numerous to mention who all has been sending us basically trackbacks or commenting on the show or the site. We do appreciate it. And I guess I'm going to wrap up tonight with my last story, and it's or my last comment. It's about the iPod download software, and it's basically for the Mac users. Apple did not like this program. It was one of those rogue programs out there on the internet that were doing things, interfacing the iPod in a way that Apple was squeamish about. So they invested a lot of man hours in upgrading some code to be able to stop the IP download from doing what it did in the 4.7 version of iTunes. See, on Engadget today, there's iPod download 1.1 has been released. And sorry, Apple. Gonna have to go back to the drawing boards because they're staying one step ahead of you. And it just goes to prove that when a company tries to stop users from doing things with their product that they want to do, that they're not embracing, that they're fighting and they're trying to stop from happening, the community of programmers and the smart people that know how software interacts with they basically do a little reverse engineering, and it may not be completely legal, but boy, it sure makes people happy. And with that, I think I'm going to wrap this up for tonight. We're 26 minutes and 35 seconds into the program. I'm going to leave you with the rest of the tune that we started at the beginning of the show. I hope you enjoy it. Once again, please send your comments to geek@geeknewscentral.com. Also, make sure you check out the website with all of today's links at www.geeknewscentral.com. And we'll talk to you again, and looking forward to putting another podcast together, which will be in your inbox Monday morning, unless I get ants in my pants and I decide to do something early. So take care and have a good evening. All folks, good night.